Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. I always love when I get the weird looks, like when I intro back the show, Leroy, like they don't realize there's an entire row of radio going on. Guy gets like the gives you the old.
Sometimes we do the boxing and there's like Twitch or whatever, and the people behind us are cursing.
Yep. Like exactly.
I don't know about Leroy, but I can hear other shows.
Yeah.
Like we can hear it through the headphones, like other shows. But I can hear other.
Yeah, there's a whole sideline full of radio shows, and this is a big ass stadium.
Yep.
So I'm very confused.
And then when only people talking, it probably echoes a little bit.
Oh, you can hear someone pass gas in it.
They also have like over the speakers here. They have like the coaches. Every coach hits the podium, or the coaches that are speaking today. I think they divide them all up by whatever however many teams the Big Ten has now. But who they got up now? Luke Fickell, head coach of the Badgers. He's up there now.
Yep. He came from Cincinnati, right? Wasn't he the interim coach at Ohio State? And they didn't give him the job, so then he went to
Cincinnati.
Then he went to Cincinnati.
Right, and I think he left Cincinnati after Sauce Gardner and those guys.
Oh, yeah, after all the good players left, when he went to the playoff?
Yeah, when he went to the playoff, he got his ass kicked by Alabama.
Oof. Well, listen, happens.
It happens. But again, think about this. Ain't nobody thought Cincinnati was going to win.
Nah.
But they still earned the right to be there, right?
Exactly. Yeah, 100%.
Right? They weren't still, when they got in, they weren't one of the four best teams. So how you use that excuse versus Florida State?
It's weird. They make it up as they go, dude. Let's get to headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
We have an arrival at Bengals camp, and I don't know how to feel about this. No.
Oh, no?
It's Blonde Joe Burrow.
Oh, my.
Whoa.
Yep.
He looks like the dude from WWE.
No, he looks like Cody Rhodes.
He does look like Cody Rhodes.
He looks like Daniel Pewter.
Wow. What a look he's got going on there.
The pink shirt?
The former UFC fighter.
Who?
Wasn't it like a Daniel Pewter or Poirier or something like that? He was blonde hair like that.
I'm trying to think. Who had that look? Who rocked the blonde look? I always remember the pink look was Seth Petruzzelli.
Johnny Quest.
Man.
Johnny Quest is a good one.
Joe Burrow with a new look. Coming off the wrist surgery.
Daniel Pewter. Former professional wrestler and mixed martial artist. If Jay Figgs pulls up his picture and show him, you'll see.
Yeah. Well, he's in camp. If you guys are just tuning in, Dolphins are speaking to the media today. Tyreek Hill has addressed the media. Jalen Waddle. There's nine Jalens. Jalen Wright. No. Jalen Waddle. Tyreek Hill.
The injured guys will do it. So
do what? No. I meant Waddle. Waddle.
Okay.
There's just nine Jalens on the team. Took me a while to land the plane. But everyone's saying Raheem Mostert spoke to the media. And they're all saying, listen, everybody's supporting too, obviously, the contract. It does seem like Tyreek Hill believes he is going to go out and practice, but we have not heard from Tua himself. We don't know. But they will practice. Their first practice is tomorrow.
Yep.
Now, how many days they got to go no pads? Only got to go no pads for like a week. Isn't that the other rule?
I don't know. That's crazy. I went from Sunday on the Saturday, golfed, Sunday, get up in the morning, Monday, 2 days full pads. That's it. You don't get into it gradually.
Mm.
But now they ease you into it. So, Dr.
Nice and easy.
The quarterback sighting, please. No, I think, you know what? Here's the thing. And I'm just speaking on this based on what I think and not with any knowledge. Right? If Tua shows up, the Dolphins will have less of an incentive to sign.
No, I totally agree.
Right, and it sucks. It sucks because we're thinking, well, if he shows up, and they always say this, well, we're not going to work, we're not going to talk, negotiate with anybody who's not in camp. Then they get in camp and they don't do nothing. So,
well, that happened. And they were doing the who was doing this yesterday? The Mike Brown from Cincy was saying, yeah, you know, it's not the most ideal time to negotiate in camp. So it's like the damage is done. They're not gonna when he was talking about Ja'Marr Chase, and he's like, yeah, you know, we'll bend over backwards, but it's not the best time to get it done now. I'm like, well, when is? Well, like, you had all this time. And it just feels like with Tua, I don't know, you know, maybe he's just going to, there is nothing that's going to change, right? Like, it's one of these things where everybody's made their point. And that's why I said, like, if he really wanted to change a big factor, then don't show up. But if he showed up, all right, we're all just, then he's okay with going into the season and, you know, I guess playing his ass off and seeing what happens, whatever, you know, going against the dual Lamar Jackson situation.
Which is
that may be what the Dolphins want the entire time.
Yeah, but here's the difference, right? Like, it's going to cost them so much more if it goes the way they want it to go. And they waited and waited and waited, and now you're at a point of no return, and it's just going to cost the organization and team more money. So, like, I get it. I understand it. Like, I know they were trying to negotiate, but it gets to a point where we got to do something. Somebody's got to budge. The player has the greatest negotiating chip there is. And there's other people playing his position that have numbers similar or below him that got paid X amount of dollars. And that's just the reality of it. The team can't do nothing about that. If your numbers are better than X and he made $50 million a year, you got to get 52. You got to get more than that guy. That's the way it works.
Yeah, well, look, if he's not
now, if they would have negotiated 7 months ago, then maybe not. But once all these other guys start signing, you keep backing yourself up to the point where the only reason why this is going to get ugly is because the organization has backed themselves up in a corner that is just going to cost them too much money. Same thing with Christian Wilkins, right? As soon as Christian Wilkins became a free agent, you know, when you're a free agent, the team that wants you to come there is going to pay you much more than your original team to get you to go there. And that's what happened.
One thing that I would love to see, though, just week one, two ago, and light up the Jaguars and that bum Trevor Lawrence fumble it like 9 times against them.
Right.
Be like, oh, Mr. 55. Anyway, take a break.
Say what you want about Trevor. He did win the division.
People have options in sports and don't use them.
Hold on.
You want to go?
Yeah. You saying Trevor Lawrence won the division?
He won a division and a playoff game.
Go look at that division.
And he won a playoff game.
Go look at the division. Go look at the division.
He won a playoff game.
Go look at the division. He won
a playoff game.
That wasn't your argument. You didn't come in with that, did you?
He won a division and a playoff game. I don't care who's in the division. He won the division.
Oh, get that. What do you mean you don't care who's in the division? What a ridiculous statement. When a person wins a division 7-9, you're supposed to be impressed by that? Like, of course it matters who's in the division. Like, you've been sitting here as a Jets fan getting drubbed by Tom Brady year after year after year. You didn't think that was a little bit harder than whatever the NFC South had to do or the AFC South had to do? That's the same to you?
They won their division.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what they didn't do? I'm going to tell you what they didn't do. You know what they didn't do, Leroy? They didn't have a lead or had to do one win one game in the last
totally
3 weeks.
Totally fair. They had a collapse last year.
Okay.
But don't.
He won a division. He won a playoff game.
They won the same amount of games. They won the same amount of games the year that they won the division in a team that, with actual competition, other than them, who I think there was a bum ass Titans team, a tanking Texans team with no Deshaun Watson, and a Colts team that had like broken and lost 7 in a row to end the season. They backdoored their way into winning a division. Winning a division. The AFC South.
Yeah.
Take a break. Back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. It's the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy's Sports Grill. I'm here in Indianapolis for Big Ten Media Week. Northwestern's coach is talking right now, Leroy. David Braun. I think it's Braun. I don't know. Is it Braun or Brown? Does he do it like Christian Brown? I think he's a normal person, so he probably just does Christian does David Braun, unlike that weirdo from the Nuggets. Okay. Meanwhile, if you guys, Leroy, can we get a weather update from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, your axeattorneys.com? Free consultations 24/7. Call them at 866-954 more.
Before I go over to the Windowplex, I want to just tell people, you know you're going to have showers in the evening, right? It's that type of weather. Although it's been cooler, it has been cloudy with overcast, and it's just been building during the course of the day, and then you get that evening rain. So just be careful when you're driving home, and be careful on the roads. Looking outside right now, it is, I would say, partly to slightly mostly cloudy. Winds are blowing at about 15 miles an hour out of the east, southeast, and I would say the temperature is right around 89 degrees.
He nailed it. It is 89 degrees.
He always does. He's a golfer.
Hey. I can tell you how hot it was when I went golfing.
Where did you say the wind was?
Huh?
Where did you say the wind was coming from?
Out of the east, southeast.
You're absolutely right. 9 miles per hour wind, 15 miles per hour gust.
Yeah.
This guy's good.
I'm telling you, dude. You should have saw me at the golf tournament. I threw up some grass and charted everything.
I'm happy you charted instead of what you just said.
So, yep. Because it was hot as hell out there. How hot was it when we went to that golf tournament to live?
Woo! Oh, cooking, dude. Raheem Mostert, he says, I held the Stanley Cup. It was amazing, but I also want to hold up the Lombardi Trophy. Yeah, he did just kind of hitch his wagon to that parade. Raheem Mostert became Panthers superfan number one. He was like right there in the rain. All of a sudden, he was on the Finland float.
Right.
It was like him, Anton Lundell, just partying, bringing it all there.
Man, you know what? I'm just looking through the chats right here.
Yep.
And people commenting on, you know, the past and what people have done. Mm-hmm. In the past and the decisions that they made and stuff like that. And, you know, they say, oh, they traded the 26th pick to Green Bay and then helped them acquire Jordan Love. Well, think about this. And the same draft was Tua, that Tua was in. Are you saying that Jordan Love's better than Tua? Because he's been playing for like 12 seconds. And he's already holding out. So, and keep in mind, if we're going to do what we're doing with Tua, Jordan Love is in the same boat. Because this is his fourth year also, correct?
Yeah, same class.
So the only difference is he didn't play for three of those years.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, should he still be graded the same as Tua? Because it's his fourth year. We've seen him for 4 years and whatever. That's what I don't understand. Like, How long do you think it takes? You think, oh, as soon as you get that quarterback, he got to win? Or does other things around the team are required also?
Like, I mean, Jordan Love was tremendous last year. I don't know, like, what one thing has to do with the other. Tua was good last year. The season ended in disaster.
But I'm just saying, with Jordan Love, like, they're the same year. But people would be more willing to pay Jordan Love, who only played 1 year.
Well, we'll see if they're willing to pay him. He's holding out.
Yeah.
We'll see if they're willing to pay him. But I think that, you know, I get it. Look, Tua's had some weird stuff happen in his career. Like, there's no doubt about it. It's been a weird ride. It doesn't seem like this is going to come to a resolution in camp. And so, I guess what you just hope for him is, and I hope every Dolphin fan just like, look, he's going to be your quarterback one way or the other this year.
I don't understand. If you're a Dolphins fan, why are so many people like blasting Tua? If he's a Dolphins player, then shouldn't you be supporting him? Because that's the best chance for your team to have success.
I don't know. It's weird to me. It's weird. It's like it's almost like people want to play pseudo GM and they want to like not get burned on a bad deal or something like that. But the guy was very productive last year. I've never said that he's a perfect player. He obviously has things that he has to work on and flaws. But you also, like, if everybody's going to sit here and act like the Dolphins had other things besides Tua collapse around them and break around them by the end of last year too, I mean, then you're just ignoring it and you just want to make it a Tua thing. And that's fine. I get that that's what goes into the QB position. But, all right.
See, but that's not an excuse. I'm tired of hearing that. I'm tired of hearing you got to take all the blame and the excuses because of the position you play. That's garbage. That's a cop-out. That's a cop-out. Did anybody watch the end of last year and see how they were patching that team together? Right?
Yeah, it was crazy. Literally signing people off the street.
I mean, but like, come on, man. Stop. Like, look. Here. There are certain things I would like to see Tua do better. Okay? And one of them is managing the game at the end. But I will also say some of that and some of managing that game at the end, of that responsibility of managing the game at the end, goes to the damn coach and the person calling the plays.
Yeah.
Because they throw the ball way too much at the end of football games. Way too much. So, look, that's not being a Tua apologist. That's just being real. That's being the reality of it is, when you have 4 minutes left to go in the game, right? Everybody tells you want to run it down their throat, run out the clock. You don't want to be throwing the ball and exposing yourself to a stopped clock at the end of games.
It's just like, look, there's a lot of bad vibes with the way last year ended, Leroy, because they were a team that had the one seed. They controlled their own destiny. They completely screwed the pooch.
Well,
they
that's why you
blew it.
17 games.
Of course it is, but their collapse is their collapse. It was a collapse. Like, we can't ignore it. Like, with what happened on Monday Night Football, it was, they completely blew it, and it left a bad taste in the fans' mouth, because I do feel like there's a lot of doom and gloom over this franchise, rightfully so, when you don't win a playoff game in 24 years. And I do think that there's a little bit of, people got their hopes up last year, because it did feel different. I think we all thought it felt different. The games were more entertaining. They seemed like they were going to do something. And then the biggest fear is, you know, what happened last year is everybody said, but you can't do it against the good teams. You're not doing it against the winning teams. And they never did, really. All those fears came to fruition. I'm not making this a Tua thing. I'm talking about just the team as a whole.
No. Right.
And everything that they have to. Yeah.
Here. And this is clearly something that people are avoiding saying, but I'm going to say it. If you beat these amount of teams and those teams have this record, and you lose to these teams and these teams have this record, could it be that you are just below them? Why do we assume that you're just supposed to go out there and beat a team with a winning record? Maybe you're not there yet. Is that a possibility also? That regardless of what everybody thinks this team is, the season played out, you beat the teams that you were supposed to win, and then when it got a little tougher, you didn't win those games. Are you not good enough yet for whatever reason? Is that a possibility?
Instead yeah, I think
just,
that's
everybody just crowned this team Super Bowl contenders. Maybe they weren't there yet,
but now they have to be there. Like this is definitely
whether you have to be there and whether you are two different things. You see what I'm saying? Like we while we sit here and say all these things should have happened, okay, is it possible that the way they were doing things and how they were going about it and the way this season ended, that they weren't good enough?
I mean, they clearly weren't. I mean, I don't have to guess. Like, they clearly weren't good enough. It was all slapped in our face. I think we were hopeful, right, though, that there was going to be that moment. I think the most disappointing thing out of last year was definitely, you know, how they fell back against Buffalo, because it felt... Mm-hmm. You know, it felt the year before like Buffalo and them were neck and neck, and instead Buffalo once again just took them to the woodshed. And that, getting back to the division talk, is like, you know, you have to get over that whole landmine. Now we'll see what the Jets are going to be with their drug hippie quarterback, and see what they're going to turn into. And then if the Dolphins can get through all this with you know, a very, very talented team, but a team that has to show you, because they look like it's setting up for a lot of the same obstacles that they had to go through last year are going to happen again this year.
Can I say one thing to Luis Benito? He said, "Have sure. you ever looked at Tua and think, man, our quarterback is short, slow with a weak arm?" And here's where I get pissed off at people that just listen to what other people have to say. If you go and look at the stats of downfield throws and see where Tua ranks, would you still say he has a weak arm? This is throws down the field. All those quarterbacks with all those strong arms, he's first or second.
I think that arm thing is such a played out argument.
I'm so sick of people, all right, and this really pisses me off. Somebody says it and you just run with it without knowing for your damn self. So I'll listen to any argument you may have, but don't come at me with some nonsense because somebody else said and you just took his word for it. Because that's not the facts. If you have a problem with Tua, that's fine. But come at me with facts. Don't come at me with some jackass on the TV said and you just wrote it down and gonna come at me with it.
You know what you sound like you could use, dude?
What?
Some Duffy Sports Grill, which is who's bringing us this Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour, presented by Duffy Sports Grill. We'll take a break. Back with more for this. The Mixed Bag is brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future. We're live here from Lucas Oil Stadium. It is the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy's Sports Grill. A lot of hobnobbing going on around here. I think the coaches are finally done talking. I think that's everybody. Oh, no, Ryan Day is about to go up. You want me to mock him, Leroy?
Of heat on him. And now would not be the good time to mock him when they got a powerhouse.
All right.
Especially, like I said,
if he loses to Michigan this year, he's done.
Here's what the thing is: I don't know what Michigan's going to look like when you get 12 guys drafted. They ain't backups; they all starters.
It's a lot,
including your quarterback and your leading rusher, and like, yeah, man. So I need to see some stuff, and then they kick off the season with Texas.
All right, but if Ohio State loses to Michigan this year, he's done.
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely,
because he ain't Jim Harbaugh. You know what I'm saying? Jim Harbaugh is got a little more of a pass with that relationship at Michigan.
So, this is what I wanted to get to earlier for the mixed bag. Check this out, Leroy. Connor Stallions. He is set to share his story of the alleged sign stealing scandal with Michigan's football team. It is going to be in Netflix's Untold. and it is going to be called Sign Stealer, and it debuts August 27th. You gonna tune in?
No.
Why not?
Who cares? What are they gonna do?
Listen, he shows up in disguise. Hear how he did this.
Like, the thing I hate about sometimes when we talk about sports like there aren't individuals on the field competing against each other, right? We talking on the other side of the line. Now, that if I know what you're going to do, I can stop you, right? It's that simple, right? If I know what you're going to do, I can stop you, right? And which is a crazy thought in that you watch film all week, and I could pretty much tell you where Reggie White was going to be. And it didn't stop him from making plays. I can tell you exactly what he was going to do. I can tell you about the hump move. I can tell you about all the things that he has done throughout his career. And it didn't matter one bit. So not even as a professional, but as a competitor, I find it hard to believe that at any point in my career, somebody could have went and watched me practice and say, oh, this is all you got to do to stop it. Right? It sounds crazy.
I think there's advantages to it. Here's the thing. This is what I would say. There's no knowledge in knowing what the calls are. There's no knowledge in having a game of what the game of poker is of coaches. If that wasn't the case, Leroy, why would the Patriots continually go and film people, film their practices, film what they're doing on the sidelines? That's where damage is done comes from. Remember they caught the Bengals caught that guy?
But here is the problem. Even if you know, you still got to stop that guy. Here, guess what? On this next play, everybody, Tyreek Hill's going to run a go route. Why can't they stop him?
Sometimes they do.
Right,
but sometimes they do.
That's my point. I've been a competitor my whole life. I have a hard time believing that I'm just going to be stopped because somebody know what I'm doing.
That ain't never been
an excuse in my career.
I'm not making an excuse.
I think it's the cowardly way out.
It's more cowardly to go and steal people's signs than it is to say, "Hey, you guys stealing our signs? That's wrong." I think the wrong thing that's going is going and taking people's plays.
Okay. All right.
You know,
there's a lot of things in sports that happen that I have a hard time understanding. Okay, if you know what a guy across from you is doing, still doesn't mean you can stop him. That's the competitor in me.
Sure.
The fan in you thinks that if I know what you're doing, I can stop you.
No. That's not what I'm saying. But, like, why did everybody get mad at the Astros? You could know that a 100-mile-an-hour fastball is coming and not hit it. But it does limit the options of a curveball's not coming.
True.
Like, it's not nothing. I'm not saying that, of course, you have to execute. But if you could take away part of what you would have to prepare for or get a little bit of an edge on it, it's not nothing, Leroy.
You know, every week, maybe a couple of weeks in advance, you are required to send all of your game film from every game to the other team.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? So my question is this. Even though he was there watching that tape or watching that game, right? That tape is getting sent to Michigan anyway.
But he was in disguise.
Mm-hmm. But that
the disguise is nasty work, Leroy.
The disguise, I'm not saying it's not, like, again, I'm not saying that what he did wasn't suspect. But I'm saying this. What are you looking for when you go get that tape delivered to your building?
I don't know. I know you guys were like the manliest football team. You ran it down everybody's throats anyway. I know that. But I want to know. But I want to.
I have a hard time. Do you understand? It's not trickery. Here's what we did.
I know. But then why did you send a guy in disguise?
No, see, he says if I knew Ohio State. Now, Tobin, you can attest to this. If you know if Ohio State was doing it and won a title, Leroy would be losing it on here. No, I wouldn't, because when this competition, at some point, regardless of what you know, you still got to compete with the guy across from you.
They call honest Leroy Horde.
No, it ain't got nothing about being honest. It's about being competitive. So what? Hey, linebacker, we're running to the right. And?
Oh, boy. I was about to
ask
you.
Does that mean he going to stop it?
I was about to ask you, Tobin. Tobin, mm-hmm. You sound like you're getting sick there, buddy.
Yep.
I feel okay. I've been, since the last vacay, I've...
You've been traveling.
I've been fighting it, but I feel okay. Last thing here for the mixed bag here today. Khalil Ware. He's got a new phone, Leroy. You know what it is? He's got a new phone. It's that hardware, dude.
Oh, God.
That Summer League hardware.
Hey, why does his uncovered leg look bigger than the covered leg?
It does. You're not wrong about that.
Holy smokes. He got some swelling or something? Like, what's going on?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if that's all.
Now, that's an investigation we need to have.
Is that the trophy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
It looked like a bent court. It was weird.
It's very apropos to a Summer League championship trophy. Right?
Abstract art.
Oh, somebody said black is very slim. But come on, dude. That don't even look right. Put that picture back. It don't even look right. Look how much bigger.
I mean, he's got one straight, one's kind of bent. Maybe that's why.
I don't care, dude.
He was great. Yeah. They look like they nailed that pick.
His hair is as big as the trophy.
Hey, he's good.
Wait. This is all you need to know about Summer League. Look at how many fans hung around after it was over.
There was nobody there. That was not a brawny crowd.
Come on, it's Monday night. Monday night in Vegas. You're not staying in Vegas.
Yeah, that wasn't a brawny crowd last night for sure. Hey, I don't even know how many people stick around for the championship.
Can I answer this real quick? Questions for Honest Leroy. Why wasn't Michigan giving their play calling to the opponents when they were playing? Here, every week when you watch film, right? Here's how you get film broken down. You get first and second down. You get second and long or whatever. And it's broken down. That's what the video guys do. It's broken down for all the games that the team that you played. And every week, those get sent to the new team that you're going to play against or a couple of weeks before. So everybody has every play that you have run.
The Mixed Bag is brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future. We're live here from Lucas Oil Stadium. It is the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy's Sports Grill. A lot of hobnobbing going on around here. I think the coaches are finally done talking. I think that's everybody. Oh, no. Ryan Day is about to go up. You want me to mock him, Leroy?
Of heat on him. And now would not be the good time to mock him when they got a powerhouse.
All right.
Especially, like I said.
If he loses to Michigan this year,
What the thing is. I don't know what Michigan's going to look like. Mm-hmm. When you get 12 guys drafted, they ain't backups. They all starters.
Including
your quarterback and your leading rusher and, like, yeah, man. So I need to see some stuff. And then they kick off the season with Texas?
All right, but if Ohio, but if Ohio State loses to Michigan this year, he's done.
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely, because he ain't Jim Harbaugh. You know what I'm saying? Jim Harbaugh is a little bit got a little more of a pass with that relationship at Michigan.
So, this is what I wanted to get to earlier for the mixed bag. Check this out, Leroy. Connor Stallions. He is set to share his story of the alleged sign-stealing scandal with Michigan's football team. It is going to be in Netflix's Untold, and it is going to be called Sign Stealer, and it debuts August 27th. You gonna tune in?
No.
Why not?
Who cares? What are they going to do?
Listen, he shows up in disguise. Hear how he did this.
Like, the thing I hate about sometimes when we talk about sports, we talk about sports like there aren't individuals on the field competing against each other, right? We talking on the other side of the line. Now, that if I know what you're going to do, I can stop you, right? It's that simple, right? If I know what you're going to do, I can stop you, right? And which is a crazy thought in that you watch film all week, and I could pretty much tell you where Reggie White was going to be. And it didn't stop him from making plays. I can tell you exactly what he was going to do. I can tell you about the hump move. I can tell you about all the things that he has done throughout his career. And it didn't matter one bit. So as a not even as a professional, but as a competitor, I find it hard to believe that at any point in my career, somebody could have went and watched me practice and say, oh, this is all you got to do to stop it. Right? It sounds crazy.
I think there's advantages to it. Here's the thing. This is what I would say. There's no knowledge in knowing what the calls are. There's no knowledge in having a game of what the game of poker is of coaches. If it wasn't the case, Leroy, why would the Patriots continually go and film people, film their practices, film what they're doing on the sidelines? That's where damage is done comes from. Remember they caught the Bengals caught that guy?
But here is the problem. Even if you know, you still got to stop that guy. Here, guess what? On this next play, everybody, Tyreek Hill's going to run a go route. Why can't they stop him?
Sometimes they do.
Right, but
sometimes they do.
That's my point. I've been a competitor my whole life. I have a hard time believing that I'm just going to be stopped because somebody know what I'm doing.
So you
that
think,
ain't never been an excuse in my career.
I'm not making an excuse.
I think it's the cowardly way out.
It's more cowardly to go and steal people's signs than it is to say, "Hey, you guys stealing our signs? That's wrong." I think the wrong thing that's going is going and taking people's plays.
Okay. All right.
You know,
there's a lot of things in sports that happen that I have a hard time understanding. Okay, if you know what a guy across from you is doing, still doesn't mean you can stop him. That's the competitor in me.
Sure. Like, it's if you go back, if you go.
The fan in you thinks that if I know what you're doing, I can stop you.
No. That's not what I'm saying. But, like, why did everybody get mad at the Astros? You could know that a 100-mile-an-hour fastball is coming and not hit it. But it does limit the options of a curveball's not coming.
True.
Like, it's not nothing. I'm not saying that, of course, you have to execute. But if you could take away part of what you would have to prepare for or get a little bit of an edge on it, it's not nothing, Leroy.
You know, every week, maybe a couple of weeks in advance, you are required to send all of your game film from every game to the other teams.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? So my question is this. Even though he was there watching that tape or watching that game, right? That tape is getting sent to Michigan anyway.
But he was in disguise.
Mm-hmm. But that
the disguise is nasty work, Leroy.
The disguise, I'm not saying it's not, like, again, I'm not saying that what he did wasn't suspect. But I'm saying this. What are you looking for when you go get that tape delivered to your building?
I don't know. I know you guys were like the manliest football team. You ran it down everybody's throats anyway. I know that.
That's
but I want to. But I want to.
I have a hard time. Do you understand? It's not trickery.
You're
it's
sitting.
Here's what we did.
I know. But then why did you send the guy in disguise?
No, see, he says if I knew Ohio State. Now, Tobin, you can attest to this. Mm-hmm. If you know if Ohio State was doing it and won a title, Leroy would be losing it on here. No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't because when this competition, at some point, regardless of what you know, you still got to compete across. You got to compete with the guy across from you.
They called honest Leroy Horde.
No, it ain't got nothing about being honest. It's about being competitive. So what? So what? Hey, linebacker, we're running to the right. And?
Oh, boy. I was about to
Does
ask
that you. Does that mean he going to stop it?
I was about to ask you, Tobin. Tobin, mm-hmm. You sound like you're getting sick there, buddy.
Yep.
I feel okay. I've been, since the last vacay, I've...
You've been traveling.
I've been fighting it, but I feel okay. I feel okay. Last thing here for the mixed bag here today. Khalil Ware. He's got a new phone, Leroy. You know what it is? He's got a new phone. It's that hardware, dude.
Oh, God.
That Summer League hardware.
Hey, why does his uncovered leg look bigger than the covered leg?
Doesn't it? It does. You're not wrong about that.
Holy smokes. He got some swelling or something? Like, what's going on?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if that's a...
Now, that's an investigation we need to have.
Is that the trophy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
It looked like a bent court. It was weird.
It's very apropos to a Summer League championship trophy. Right?
Abstract art.
Oh, somebody said black is very slim. But come on, dude. That don't even look right. Put that picture back. It don't even look right. Look. Look how much bigger.
I mean, he's got one straight, one's kind of bent. Maybe that's why.
I don't care, dude.
It looks bigger. He was great. Yeah. They look like they nailed that pick.
His hair is as big as the trophy.
Hey, he's good.
Wait. This is all you need to know about Summer League. Look at how many fans hung around after it was over.
There was nobody there.
There was nobody there.
That was not a brawny crowd.
Come on, it's Monday night. It's Monday night in Vegas. You're not staying in Vegas.
Yeah, that wasn't a brawny crowd last night for sure.
Hey,
I don't even know how many people stick around for the championship.
Can I answer this real quick? Questions for Honest Leroy. Why wasn't Michigan giving their play calling to the opponents when they were playing? Here, every week when you watch film, right? Here's how you get film broken down. You get first and second down. You get second and long or whatever. And it's broken down. That's what the video guys do. It's broken down for all the games that the team that you played. And every week, those get sent to the new team that you're going to play against or a couple of weeks before. So everybody has every play that you have run during the course of that season broken down by down and distance. Right? So, yes, you do know exactly what a team is going to run during that game. Now, they tweak it a little bit. They change it up a little bit because of your defense or what you do defensively. Because they also get all your defensive stuff. So, it's not a matter of people not knowing what you're going to do. They all know. When Michigan ran for 300-plus yards, The other team knew every play that Michigan was running. It wasn't no trick plays. And that's my point. Like, same thing with the NFL. The NFL, when a dumb player says they knew everything we were doing. Yeah, everybody does. You got to execute.
We will take a break. We are live here from Lucas Oil Stadium, the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour, presented by Duffy Sports Grill. Back with more after this.